Well, I think one thing, we're seeing probably a little more man-to-man press coverage on the outside, which definitely disrupts timing, and that's with any quarterback, but particularly, with Alex, that's done that in the last couple of weeks. So, we've got to do a better job, obviously, there and continue to work that. A lot of times, too, blitz packages, guys get edged, things to create some chaos up front, to also disrupt timing, especially if they're playing man-to-man on the outside, does a lot of that. And then bottom line is, from the quarterback's perspective and his position, he, just keeping it aim small, miss small, targets, and keep it on the body and try to keep, our guys in a position to make tight window catches. I think so. I think you're seeing that, league wide. We saw it a ton last week. The Raiders are going to do it again this week, and league wide, they're doing that because they can, they have the fronts now to rush the passer, and they can rush five and six guys and still play man coverage and do a lot of disguising, and it's kind of what you're seeing.
Okay.
Oh, we're done.
No, that'd be a good one. Yeah.
You see Davis getting a few more carries with Jamal's blisters, or how do you see running back shaking out this week?
Jamal's the guy. He's going to go. He's a tough kid. I mean, will we spell him from time to time with Cyrus? And now, yeah, we'll do that and give him a blow. We did it last week, and we'll continue to do that. We'll just monitor his progress throughout the game. And Jamal's very explosive. We need him on the football field. He understands that, and he'll be ready to go.
And Eric Fisher, how's he looking after a week back?
Yeah, he's looking good. He came back yesterday, had a nice practice, and I'm sure there's a little rust, with him and just getting back out there in the flow of the practice and taking live reps. But he'll be in a position to be successful again on Sunday.
What about Donnie Avery and AJ James? How's Donnie doing?
Well, Donnie's doing well. He's kind of that day-to-day and fully expect him to be ready Sunday. AJ's the guy that came to us late in camp, and he's still learning and studying in our playbook. But, keeping it with him, keeping him in one position helps him. He can study just that extra, that split-end position. The more reps he gets in practice obviously helps him. He did a nice job in the game Sunday filling in for Donnie. And so you really got two really good, young receivers over there that are interchangeable, got a lot of speed over there, and we'll use that to our advantage.
Seems like the quarterback position is less used than you were quarterback. Why is that, and how is that position changed?
You're seeing so much, spread offenses. You're seeing a lot of the hybrid type tight ends now that have become receivers, and it's just almost a position, even in college football, that's gone by the wayside. I feel like we've got, one of the better fullbacks. I mean, in blocking fullback, and Anthony Sherman, he's done an excellent job. He caught a few balls out of the backfield last week, and he's got excellent hands. And we're going to continue to use the fullback. We need him. You need that spot. And he's a guy that's versatile enough to where if a tight end were to go down, he could fill in for that spot, or one of our tight ends could fill in for the fullback spot. And it's a universal position. So we're going to continue to, keep using him and use him where we need to.
Because there's less people using it, does it make it easier to find guys or harder if there's less fullbacks in town?
Well, it just depends on your style of offense, I think. If you need a fullback, then you got to go find one. And sometimes it may be a linebacker. It may be a converted tight end, one of those type guys. And they're out there. You can find them and plug them into your offense and make it work.
Thank you.